Sunday marks the season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and North Turner is looking for his offense to finish off on a strong note.
Give us your assessment of the throughout the season of the offensive line. Has it gotten better as the year has gone on, or where have you seen the progression?
I think we've made great progress in understanding the system, understanding what we're doing, and then obviously early in the year, when you're having changes, and we went through that stretch where you play different quarterbacks, I think it was a challenge for them, but I think they handled it, and obviously over the last period of time, we've protected a lot better than we did early.
What did you think of Mitchell Schwartz's season, and then also looking ahead, I mean, any thoughts on Alex Mack?
I'm looking ahead, all right, to Sunday. You know, we'd like to finish this thing the way we're capable of doing it. I thought Mitchell Schwartz, I think he's improved in understanding our offense and the way he's played through the season. Alex is a real good player, and he's had a good year.
When you play the same team 5 weeks apart, what do you take from that first game to as you form the game plan for this one?
I think the biggest thing is you try to emphasize the things that kept you from playing the level you want. And we had a turnover early on a fumble. We had a 7 or 8 yard gain, and when you're planning, it's Troy. He's gonna rip the ball out. He's gonna try to rip the ball out, and we let him do it. And you shouldn't let him do that. You know, going in, that's what he's gonna do, and you just gotta protect it. We gotta do a better job there. And then we had the big sack, and that's the one thing about playing Pittsburgh. They give you a lot of different looks on third down, and one play can change a game. And that play certainly changed the game. We're in a game that if we score, it's a one score game. Instead, we have the big turnover and give them the ball on the five.
North, in recent weeks, Campbell has come across as a very sensitive person. He almost talks like he's defeated, that he's blown a career opportunity here. Does he come across that way to you too?
No, I think it's a frustration because what happens to you, despite what people think, when you go back and look, you break a game down, you feel like you're so close. And it's not, I don't think he's talking in general about every play in the game and the way we've played. There's three or four plays in these last couple of games that if we make a throw, make a catch, make the play, not only are we going to get a big play, but they're not going to get the ball back with a chance to go score. And those plays change. We had the one to Josh in the Chicago game at the end of the half. Instead of being down inside the 20, we punted. And then last week, Marquise is running pretty free in the Jet game. And if we hit him there, they don't ever get the ball back to score at the end of the half. So I think he understands, he's played enough to know that those kind of opportunities sometimes you don't get back.
When a guy sees, Jason saw Josh in the one in Chicago, and he saw Marquise in this one. So when he sees him and just doesn't make the throw, what do you say to him?
I think sometimes you from a standpoint of coaching, you find out what he's doing. First of all, you look at what he's doing physically. Are his mechanics getting in the way? And then obviously, a big part of coaching a position is where he is mentally. And as he said, is he just trying so hard? Is he trying to be careful? The throw to Marquise, he made out here in practice. We ran the same play all 3 days of practice, and he hit him on the dead run. He made a great throw to him in our Friday practice. So obviously he's capable of doing it. I think he got careful. He's trying to take into account the conditions a little too much, and just really, like he said today, you just gotta let it rip, turn it loose, and let it go.
So has he needed like an extra normal mental coaching? Do you have to talk him off the ledge at this point?
No, I don't think so. I think he's a competitive guy, and he just, he wants it really bad. He wants it really bad, and I think he knows. All these guys, I think the one thing they've learned is this system works. They've seen how it works when we execute it right, when we play right. We've been able to play at a fairly high level, and I think he likes being in the system. He wants to be a part of it.
You're looking at Pittsburgh, but we won't see you next week, so this is a big picture question. What kind of a component is this year and everything you've installed going to be going into next year, and how useful will it have been that you got this year of the system installed?
Well, it's extremely useful, and I think the selling point for me is, you look at guys, you can prosper in the system, you can become a great player in the system, and we can become, an outstanding offense. And the guys I point to, Joe Thomas has had an outstanding year. You look at Josh, he's grown a great deal. Josh Gordon has grown a great deal, and I think we all know that he can improve a lot more. So that's exciting. And I'd say the same thing about Jordan Cameron. He didn't play last week, and when you miss a player like him, you do miss a guy. But I think he is going to, when we get started again, the confidence level, the understanding of what we're doing, the ability to go out and execute is going to be a lot higher.
What do you think this offense, really needs? What is it missing? If you want to go forward and give people some hope for next year, what would that be?
This has been as frustrating here for us as coaches as it is the fans, because there are a lot of examples where we're real close. So, I think from a standpoint of what we're going to do with our players, and there's a lot that happens, as you know, between now and when we get back on the field again, when you talk about free agency, draft, the different ways of acquiring players. But I do believe, like I would say to our players, when we've done it right and when we've played at the level we're capable, I think there's signs that this can be really good. And I got a lot of faith in Joe Banner and our group, and I got a lot of faith in Chud. And, you just go back to work and do all the things you can do to get better.
In over 30 years of coaching, is there anything unique about this year to you?
We talked about this a long time ago. When you're in a situation where you're playing a lot of quarterbacks and then you're searching for a quarterback, it's hard. If you look for the best, it's no secret, the best teams in this league have stability at that position and have good players at that position.
And running back too, right? I mean, you've been searching for a true running back.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not going to get into the whole deal, but that's the one thing that, I think we'll we know has to be addressed.
Hey, Norm, just a couple more questions. Looking ahead to next year, I mean, as an offensive coordinator, knowing they have 7 picks in the first 4 rounds, I mean, is that some of them going to be offensive players? It's got a potential of what could be here next year.
There's no question. But really, from a coaching standpoint, the first thing we'll do is look at our guys, and as you guys have asked, how have they improved? Where are they right now after having played, in the system for a year? And, where do we project that they can get to? And then, I think teams improve with the players they have, and then you add players, obviously, that can go out and score points from an offense standpoint, then, that's what you want to do.
It obviously starts with the quarterback. You've had to use 3 different starters this year, almost come close probably to starting one or more, but how do you evaluate that position, and how much input do you think you're going to have this offseason in deciding who stays, who goes, because there's probably going to be changes there?
Yeah, you are jumping far ahead. There's a process that takes place, and everyone has input, and then someone has to make a final decision. But, these guys have been great to work with. The one thing about this group of players that we have, number one, they care a great deal. They're an extremely hard-working group of guys, and I do believe they realize, that this thing is not very far away.